from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 16th of March. Well, former Prime Minister Paul Keating has slammed the Australian government's deal to buy nuclear submarines. The subs are an attempt to counter China's growing military power, but Mr. Keating has rejected the notion that China is a threat to Australia.
For $360 billion, we're going to get 8 submarines. Right? This must be the worst deal in all history. There's 3 leaders standing there. Only one is paying. Our bloke, Albo.
To Queensland now, a 1-year-old girl is in a coma after swallowing a button battery. Her dad realised something was wrong on Monday and took her to hospital, but doctors didn't perform an x-ray and instead sent her home. He took her back to hospital the following day when her condition deteriorated, and that's when the battery was found. Overseas now, and in Houston, the spacesuit that astronauts will wear on the next mission to the moon has been unveiled. The garment has multiple protective layers, a backpack with life support systems, and a high-definition video camera mounted on top of the helmet. NASA is hoping to return humans to the moon in late 2025 for the first time since 1972. To sport now, the AFL season gets underway tonight with Richmond taking on Carlton at the MCG. News.com.au recently caught up with Fox footy commentator Nathan Buckley and asked him which teams are going to dominate this season. Here's what he had to say.
I think the top four is really clear. I go Geelong, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney as a really clear top four teams, and I think there'll be a game and a half or two difference to Richmond, Bulldogs, Collingwood and Fremantle, who will make up the bottom four of the top eight.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To royal news, well, there could be another bombshell memoir in the works. Rumour has it that Prince Andrew is considering writing a tell-all book. The Duke of York is said to be hard up for cash after losing his taxpayer-funded lifestyle. And finally, there's some bad news for fans of the Disney Plus show Willow. It's been axed after just one season. The big-budget show was based on the 1988 fantasy film directed by Ron Howard. All right, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.